There's a big glittering musical in a classic key on Broadway now, where the townspeople of Yonkers sing and dance, the New York Central train on stage toots steam, and the audience starts standing in ovation from the moment the big name star takes the stage.
Okay, everyone, house is open.
Bernadette Peters has seen a few people play Dolly Gallagher Levi.
One. Oh, two. No, three now. Okay. I saw Carol Channing the last time she did it and was overwhelmed. I was blown away. I loved what she did. It was just so artful and amazing. And then I saw Bette, who was magnificent. And then
Bette
I saw
Midler,
Donna
probably,
Murphy,
who played the role last year. Pearl Bailey, Mary Martin, Ethel Merman, Donna Murphy, and many other big Broadway names have played Dolly Levi in Hello, Dolly. Jerry Herman's 1964 musical, which won a record-tying 10 Tony Awards and has become one of America's most enduring musicals. Barbara Streisand played the role on screen. Louis Armstrong's recording of the title song became the number one hit in America and won a Grammy. Bernadette Peters, who is her own Broadway legend, knew she had to step into large sequined shoes when she agreed to play the Yonkers matchmaker and maven of all trades. Bernadette Peters told us she's learned from all the actors who've preceded her.
I steal from the best, I always say.
Yeah. Well, what do you learn by watching others do the role?
Hopefully I'm entertained. That's what I learn. And I learn what's entertaining about it. And then when I took on the role, though, I started from scratch. I read the script. I read The Matchmaker, the play that it was Mike Stewart wrote it from. And I found this person, this woman. I found the woman that I would play in it, the Dolly that I would play.
So who is Dolly as you see her?
Well, she's a widow, and she's a matchmaker, but she also does anything, basically, because she's doesn't want people to know, but she's actually living from hand to mouth since her husband passed away. So
yeah.
She does everything from financial consultation, instruction in the guitar and mandolin, short distance hauling, varicose veins reduced. But and she decides that she should get married again to this rich man for his money. But she's already set him up because she's a matchmaker with somebody else. But she decides, no, I should marry him. The way Jerry Herman describes it, which is really wonderful, he said she's decided to rejoin the human race after being in her haze, after her husband had died. And the show is all about how she goes about rejoining the human race, which I think is a lovely description.
Yeah. I had never seen a production of Hello, Dolly! On stage until I saw you.
Really?
And I was not prepared for the fact that when we hear that song, you almost couldn't get through it because of all the ovations. And I looked around, and I was not the only one who had moisture in my eyes. I wonder if you have an idea as to why it affects people
so much.
I
have no idea. Hello, Dolly.
Yes.
I have no idea, except they seem to wait for that number. Tell me, because I have no idea.
Okay, it ran through my mind, okay? Because those ovations were for you. But they were also for Carol Channing.
Oh.
They were also for Pearl Bailey.
Yeah.
They were also for a feeling that song gives us. A familiarity, but a feeling.
Well, I think that's the moment between the audience and the person playing Dolly where you... Thank yous are going back and forth. I'm thanking them for being there. They're thanking me for being there, for fulfilling that number again, filling that red dress again. I'm happy to be there, and they're happy to have me come down the stairs.
Oh, boy.
To fulfill that moment in that number.
Tricky question. You are one of the great musical stars of all time.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do the roles begin to run out? after a certain point in your life?
Probably. I mean, I've been so fortunate. I've done so many of the great musical roles. There's not many left in musical theater unless they start writing new ones, but there's always something to do. I'm in a show on Amazon called Mozart in the Jungle where I'm having a great time with Malcolm McDowell and Gael Garcia Bernal.
Do you have a favorite Bernadette Peters song?
No. I sing so many wonderful songs.
Personally, being alive.
I love being alive. I love being alive. That's an important message.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Being alive.
It was initially in the show Company, it was sung by a male.
Well, the thing is, what happens to me when I'm in shows and when I'm in the wings, I'm hearing everyone else's songs. And usually, I don't end up singing a lot of my own songs that I've sung in the show. I end up singing everyone else's songs. I sing Joanna, which is a man's song. But I saw Victor Garbo, who's playing opposite me in this. I saw him sing it originally, which made me love the song so much that I figured out a way for me to sing the song because I just loved it. And it was inspired by Victor.
I was mistaken. Joanna.
Is there something you would tell young performers that you wish you'd known when you were 19, 20?
I always tell them to never... There's so many talent. Let me just say, The young performers are so talented nowadays. The people in our show, you saw the waiters gallop. How do they dance like that? And then you hear them sing. They have these voices... Some of them could be in opera. You can't believe it. And the physicality and the acting, I'm overwhelmed. But I tell people, young people, to never copy anyone. That's all. You can be inspired by people. I had an acting teacher named David LeGrant who always said, there's only one of you in the world. So why would you want to copy someone else? The emotion comes out of you. You feel anger the only the way you would feel it. And that's what's important, to always let it come out of you originally and not try to copy anyone else.
So when you get up in the morning these days, are you Dolly?
Am I Dolly?
Yeah.
No, I'm the remnants. I'm the remnants of Dolly. And then I slowly get myself up and ready to go to the theater and do this beautiful show.
Bernadette Peters, she's in Hello, Dolly on Broadway now.